Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
George Harrison. Sometimes it just feels good to play a song like that. George Harrison, pop song and everything. This was from his, I believe, his second album. Remember, he came out with All Things Must Pass. All the Beatles were coming out with those various solo albums. And I think, now I need to make sure I know what I'm talking about here, and I think I'm right, but I think George Harrison came out with solo albums before McCartney and Lennon and Ringo Starr. And yeah, this is some good stuff. George Harrison on all the guitars on this. He got to the point where he could play slide really, really well. You know, he was an excellent lead guitar player anyway in all of his various ventures. But he got to the point where he could really, really slide around on the fretboard quite a bit. He played so many different kinds of guitars. He played those Rickenbacker guitars, and he played excellent 12-string. Could make a 12-string do the things that a 12-string is supposed to do. And he was so good at it. And then he got to the point where he was playing ukulele. There's a great story. There's an actual documentary on George Harrison that Scorsese directed, and I believe it's called Living in the Material World. And it was a HBO production or Showtime or one of those things. But he would carry, I believe it's Tom Petty that tells a story about how George Harrison walked around and he would pass out ukuleles to people. He had hundreds of ukuleles in the trunk of his car, and he would pass out ukuleles and he'd say, "Everybody needs a ukulele. Everybody. Anybody who doesn't even necessarily want to make music needs a ukulele." And he asked Tom Petty if he could store all these ukuleles in his basement. George Harrison died of cancer, and of course was involved in a burglary and was stabbed, but survived all of that, and then died of a throat cancer. George Harrison, Living in the Material World. Give me love, give me love, give me love. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr. This is Inland Folk. Just looking at the past. That's what folk music is all about, looking at the past. And looking at the present and how it all works together. And there you go. Here's Run, Boy, Run from their So Sang the Whippoorwill album. This is Hoot Owl.
Hoot owl, calling I will bring you gold apples and grapes made of rubies that have shone in the eyes of a prince of the breeze. Bright cascading crystals, they dance in the sand dunes on the beach of no footprints. Two harpsichord tunes, a throne of white ivory, a gown of white lace lies still in the magic of a timeless place. 100 small children, they laugh at the white doves that rest on their hands with a touch of love. On the hillside of velvet, the children, they lay down and make fun of the grown-ups with their silly frown. And the sound of their laughter is the sound of the green sea as it washed round the foot of the seashell tree. Circled over and land in the trees where parrots are talking their words with such ease. Thus spoke three wizards to the young ones that day, their sadness in the kingdom make it go far away. If you follow the sunbeams through the valley of flowers to the palace of the White Queen with its white jade towers, the youngest she sighed and the clouds drew away, and 100 small fingers scratched their heads in dismay. From out of the sun, a giant girl came flying, and the children got ready to sit on its wing. They waved to the raindrops as they soared o'er the trees. The wind tossed their hair high, flashing gold on the sea. And there they did fall, and they saw all the sadness through the crystal wall. A princess lay sleeping, so gentle and kind, whilst her prince took to battle with his confused mind. The clash of bright metal brought the children fear, but their cloaks of blue satin dried up all of his tears. The children held hands and they spelt out her name. All the golden children became a golden chain. It lies on the white throne in a magic place, with a tunic of velvet and a gown of white lace. My sword, it lies broken and cast in a lake. In the dream I was told that my princess would wake. Thank you. edges. The lock up on my garden gate's a snail, that's what it is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. Caterpillar sheds its skin to find a butterfly within. Caterpillar sheds its skin to find a butterfly within. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain. Oh, Juanita. Oh, Juanita. The snow will be a blinding sight to see as it lies on yonder hillside. Lock up on my garden gate, a snail, that's what it is. Lock up on my garden gate, a snail, that's what it is. Caterpillar sheds its skin to find a butterfly within. Caterpillar sheds its skin to find a butterfly within. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. sun goes to bed. That's the time you raise your head. That's your lot in life, Lelania. Can't blame ya, Lelania. Arty-tart, la-di-da. Can your part get much sadder? That's your lot in life, Lelania. Can't blame ya, Lelania. Run your hand through your hair, paint your face with despair. That's your lot in life, Lelania. Can't blame ya, Lelania. That's the time you raise your head. That's your lot in life, Lelania. I can't blame ya, Lelania. Artita, oh so la-di-da. Can your part ever get much sadder? That's your lot in life, Lelania. I can't blame ya, no, 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 Lelania. Oh, Lelania.
Oh, Donovan, 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 Donovan. Yes, indeed, Lelania. We also heard the legend of the girl child, Linda. And we heard first there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is no, then there is. All with, there's only one chord in that entire song, except for the F sharp minor on I Called Your Name. There's two chords in that, and the one chord only hits one syllable. So there you go. Donovan can pull that kind of stuff off and get away with it. Interesting man, Donovan. And we also heard, and I don't know why, I was in a Run Boy Run mood and a Donovan mood both at the same time, and so I couldn't make it all work for myself unless I just alternated them back and forth. Run Boy Run, Rovin' Davey, Hoot Owl at the beginning, and the Cherokee Trail and Lucinda Jones. And the interesting group, cello and fiddles and yeah, they're amazing. They play Seattle quite a bit. They recorded their last album in Seattle, Run Boy Run. I want to see them here before they don't get there. They have that twin fiddle cello sound. We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be right back for lots more music. You just need to hang on, because it's all good. And there's lots of cool stuff coming. Hang on now.
Favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by the Eastside Marketplace, located on the Troy Highway in Losco. A single destination for business, banking, and retail. A complete merchant directory and business hours can be found online at eastsidemarketplace.com. The latest updates are on Facebook.
Partly sunny today and windy. There's wind advisory this morning for Lower Garfield and Soton counties and Palouse. High temperatures about 68 degrees today. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 40. And mostly sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds and chance of showers next week.
Not around, feel like I've drowned. Gonna head uptown, feel like I've drowned. Won't get me down.
Her mama picked him up in South Minnesota. He promised her the world, but they never got that far. But he was last seen in that 59 soda. And Sally was born in the Black Hills of Dakota. She was washed in the blood of the dying Sioux Nation, raised with a proud but a wandering heart. And she knew that her roots were in the old reservation, but she had stars in her eyes and greater expectations. No rings on her fingers, no bells on her toes, the bugs on her headlights and arms in her hooves. Through the valley of the shadow of Roosevelt's toes, adios South Dakota, adios Sally Rose. They got a national monument carved out of stone on the side of the mountain where her forefathers roamed, playing cowboys.
Now it's just my luck to have the watch, with nothing left to do but to watch the deadly waters glide as we rolled north to the Sioux, and wonder when they'll turn again and pitch us to the rail, whirl off one more youngster in the gale. The kid was so damn eager. It was all so big and new. You didn't have to tell him twice or find him work to do. And evenings on the mess deck, he was always first to sing and show us pictures of the girl we wed in spring. But I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight, some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at her walls, and her lover's gone into the quiet storm. Now it's a thing that us old-timers know. In a sultry summer calm, there comes a blow from nowhere, and it goes off like a bomb. And a 15,000-tonner can be tossed upon her beam, while the gale roars off before it on a scream. The kid was on the hatches, lying staring at the sky. From where I stood, I swear I could see tears fall from his eyes. So I hadn't the heart to tell him that he should be on a line, even on the night so warm and fine. But I tell these kids 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. 100 knots. So fast they seem enchanted. But tonight, some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at her walls, and her lover's gone into a white squall. When it struck, he sat up with a start. I roared to him, get down. But for all that he could hear, I might as well not made a sound. So I clung there to the stanchions, and I felt my face go pale as he crawled hand over hand along the rail. Oh, I could feel her heeling over now with the fury of the blow. I watched the rail go under, then so terrible and slow. Then like some great dog, she shook herself and roared upright again. And o'er the side, I heard him call her name. Just my luck to have the watch with nothing left to do but to watch the deadly waters glide as we rolled north to the Sioux, and wonder when they'll turn again and pitch us to the rail and whirl off one more youngster in the gale.
Every night's a little longer. Yeah.
wise, she's got a good education. She'll provide when the times get rough. She's handsome, not shy, just one hell of a guy. And she doesn't need to act tough. Ma, she's all you could hope for, the lover of dreams. But all that I'm hearing from you is you.
Righteous Mothers, from their album The Best of the Righteous Mothers, the first 25 years, songs that deal with GLBTQ issues, which were in those days virtually unheard of, those kinds of songs. And they do it so well, they do it so modestly, and yet so powerfully. The Righteous Mothers, also Haagen-Dazs. Haagen-Dazs. Was that a takeoff on Peggy Marsh's I Love Him, I Love Him, and Where He Goes, I'll Follow? Was that little Peggy Marsh that did that song? I think so. I think it was. Well, we are at the end of the first hour. And the Rankin family's in the background. Eunjung Shin doing playlists. Eunjung Shin has been doing playlists now for nearly 2 years, on and off. And it works. It works big time. And there you go. You want to email me? Email me at dsanddaniel@wsu.edu, and I will get back to you. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. Love to talk to folks. I do. We're going to be back for the next hour of Inland Folk, which is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. You folks in Spokane, you got to wait 3 or 4 hours. You folks on Northwest Public Radio, coming up in just a couple of minutes. Hang on now.